Welcome to the next episode of Soul Sparked Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Anu. And today, on this radio broadcast, I'm here to show you a little bit of soul. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Me, yes. I'm so excited for this episode. That's because it's kind of been a little pre-planned. As I have been on a consistent basis, with a little fault in between, I'm proving to myself that yo soy, I am. What am I? Again, by now you should understand that I like to use language. And in my language, I am learning how to express myself. And so I know that other languages help me do that. So yo soy makes me more confident saying yo soy than I am. I am this, I am that, makes me uncomfortable because I feel I'm all that. With a bag of chips. No, but I do have to understand my greatness within me. You know, that's just being. And that's kind of hard to do when you just been trying to do all of your being. And so now I have to understand who I am. But I am in English has been tainted with what I am not. So, as I remove the past and step into a new, I shall use linguistics, translations of languages into a new. And so I am today, yo soy, listening to NK Music. NK Music just released this lofi bass mixtape about 20 minutes ago. And so I'm super excited because they let us know a couple of days ago. And as we know, a couple of days ago, I definitely fought a battle. I had a battle within myself, and I consider myself the victor and the loser too. Because I lost a part of me, but I'm hoping to find yo. And so, we already know that me is what my is in Spanish translations. And so, what is mine really is not. So, this is not my album, but has been released, given to the people for free, so I should pass that along. I would do the same thing. Never been heard before, just released. I'm excited because I feel like I have been just released. I was really not feeling good those last 2 days. But the beautiful thing is there's always great things that come out from that pain. And, you know, as a teacher, I get to teach these things. And as I teach these things, I get a lot of practice because I have to talk to a lot of different types of thought patterns. I mean, the children, they're different ages, different upbringings, different grade levels. COVID, a new learning system, changes all around. It's hard for them to listen, but that's where yo soy comes in. I get to translate me. I still get to be I am, but I'm in a different scenery. And And so I love your soy so much because when you spell that word, excuse me, that phrase, it is a Y-O-S. Backwards, it's a Y-O-S, huh? So I feel like this word here in particular is very balanced. And so I am in Espanol. It's outstanding to me because the S stands out. Literally, on the left side of S, you got Y-O. You know me, I'd like to consider that as I. But on the right side of S, you got O-Y. And so you know why that's important to me? Because it's a polarized scene. Integers, you know? If the S is a 2, then on the left is a negative 2. Number line says the right side is a positive 2. Huh? So I got these three points of view. Seen as these different views, but of the one, the only you, that's why we gotta come to the top, the divine spark. What? The divine spark. When you in the dark, you can be the light. And so, you know, I'm just ready to kind of feel good. And, you know, that's healing, I guess. And that's okay. That is okay. Time will always tell. But time has already told. And so as we be our own great and live to see self-respect and not attention, there'll be no other mind to focus on. There are no other belongings. Just love. Just peace. Home life, family, respect, balance. All of these terms remind me of this yo soy. I am that I am, yo soy, and we actually haven't talked about that at all, but if you look, that is our sponsor. That's our sponsor. And if you look at the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see Yo Soy, Soul Network. Yeah. And so what this is the understanding that people all over the world are themselves. And because the world is different all over, we gotta identify as ourselves. And so this word right here, if we add a square, exponentials, yeah, we get what we call care. Because if you are you, and I am you, but I is I, and you're I as well, where's our difference? What is the difference? I can physically see difference, but there's no difference. Everything is balanced. Everything has been summated as a ratio, a balance in between. So all of these things that are balanced, they change too. Excellent moves. And so time is needed. I hope I just don't exceed it. That if it's a limit, which is why the last two episodes was important. I kind of know what slows and puts the brakes on me. And, you know, it's great because not only do I get to, like, do it, Now, since I've been doing this, I get to like tell people about it. But then since I'm telling people about it, I go ahead and I tell my students about it. And then my coworkers, they see me being about it in my neighborhood, you know. I'm talking this way because I did want to get into astrology today. So I'm prepping. It's something that is important to me because it has a foundational basis in mathematics, numbers. I do like numbers, but it's not like just counting money and shit. I like to see how they are represented in nature, how it quantifies what we see. There's lots of different ways to create quantitative analysis of beings. But this is old news. That's why I want to talk about astrology, new news. And that's old too, but you know, cosmically speaking, numbers existence since existence was a being. And so, I want to talk about the fourth house. Home, roots, foundations. All of these things that give you internal inspirations. That's me. Fourth house, but it's an Aquarius scene. My fourth house is in the Aquarius cusp. And that cusp is with Capricorn. And so, with that being understood, I'm also a cusper. What that means is I'm a blend, a hybrid, an in-between. Something, I guess. I don't know. I'm the S in your soy. I feel like I'm balanced in the middle. I can see left and right. And that kind of matches because I'm on the cusp of Libra and Scorpio. But all my planets in my first house is in my 12th mode. Damn. And then I have a stellium in that 12th house cusp as well. Well, almost, I guess. And I have one in the third house. What that means is both of these places, these spaces, these things have vibrations attached. And so when you go into these vibrations or these places, these spaces, what we're actually talking about mathematically is area. You can calculate area based upon its surroundings. And these surroundings are created by what we call borders. And so because these borders are here in what we call houses, then there can be clear distinctions between what we call layers. There's a rock layer, there's a water layer, there's an atmospheric layer. Your body is made of layers. Your brain is made of layers. Layers. So that's a lot of evidence. And as we continue, we're going to see how these layers or these frequencies create change. But it's the same thing. All energy is conserved. It's a ratio. It's perception on this thing. And that's a beautiful thing because no matter what, we're all different. But we're made the same, so that's confidence, inner side, kicking up a beat, a bass line forever, tuning to the cosmic streets, something that just flows and goes on and on and on. I'm feeling the song right now. I might just interrupt me with an introduction of this verbal life as I bring the sceneries. Was that a little rude? Yes, so let me go back to what I was trying to stress. These places, these spaces, these vibrations in these locations, you have to have a preposition to go back and forth. You need some words called nouns. You need some things, some persons, some places, some states of beings, qualities, conditional states, all of these things. These are differences, but you can summate them in one place. That's your heart. And then you can make the key tone to your own walk. Heart with a key. Healing with the tune, just for thee. That's what I feel. No one other. And that's what perception's for. I can see all others. But perspective now, that thing don't really change. Cause that thing right there is a combination of a blend of all things. And so it creates your stance. That spark. And that's where you bring that light and you can see I am. So your soul is soul. That's wonderful. That's why I wanted to bring a little soul. So, I guess since I'm already talking about this, might as well just break it down real quick. So, Scorpio, cusper is what I am. My sun sign is a Scorpio. It's in my 12th house, though. Mercury follows that same tune. 28 degrees. And then I have lovely Venus. She's hanging out with both of them, 0 degrees at my rising. Damn, right on the spot. 0 degrees. Wow. And that's kind of, I just thought about this right now. 7 degrees later, boom, Pluto, down. Kaboom, me always changing. Loving things as I am, but chaotic waters. Ups and downs, ebbs and flows, cosmic sounds. Just surfing these light waves, starlight days. Bringing life and light to this darkness. That's just me. I feel like I walk this. Maybe because in my second house, Black Lilith sits. The scorned originated of this whole damn shit. And so, done a lot in my life to help people. Just out of love. That's just me. Which means everything can be polarized. Just freely giving myself meant I did not have boundaries. And so that means I had to set some. Third house comes in, and then some. Third house. Capricorn. My moon is in Capricorn. Moon in Capricorn. Damn. But I also have Saturn in Capricorn. And then I also have Neptune. And I think my Uranus is shifted towards my fourth house. Still considered, shifted to Aquarius, but it's still in my third house. It's in Aquarius though, but the house is just expanded because I'm a cusper. But anyways, just to get done with this, I have Jupiter in my 10th house. That 10th house is Leo. And so that brings me to, I believe, the last planet, which is something very unique to me. I think this is my Mars placement. That passion, that fire. This is where a lot of my understandings of who I am come from, real deep down inside. And this is why I know that I need more time, because I just now began this healing in this regard. I've healed myself in a lot of ways, but I must go deeper within. And so here's the most depth that I can conceive what with my mind. And I kind of go deep. Scorpio, Mercury, 12th house vibes. But I understand this. My Mars is in my 8th house. It is my only retrograde planet. It is retrograde at 14 degrees. And it's in Gemini. Damn. So the only planet that I have that brings out all my passions is in a place of power, entrepreneurial aspects, helping people gain power within themselves. But this passion was directed inward self. And so with Gemini ruling the 3rd house, oh me, oh my, emotions are there, opinions about the world, structure and discipline and restrictions, but surprises as well. And then that's cusping my 4th house, trying to be unique who I am with all these restrictions about. And then the only way to express myself is in a place of communication pointed inward myself. So I've had a lot of fun overthinking these things that I really don't be knowing because of the fog of the 12th house. And so because the fog of the 12th house, I don't know why I keep saying it like that, 12th house, but Mercury is in there too. And so it's like shit. And then since I'm blind, I guess, you know, can't really be seeing shit too well, I be feeling. And when I be feeling, I be thinking, I be talking, but that should just be inside. But I did learn something, one thing about me. Again, so before I get there, I just want to say, if you're here, this is the self part of this help part. And so me, I've learned about me and how to help me. And so now the freestyle comes in where it just kind of comes out freely. And then it's a radio show, so that should be kind of obvious. Oh, I thought I just messed something up. But that's kind of why I'm going on this. So anyways, 14, that's a degree that I learned from like two different websites after searching. This was a couple of years ago. Never really crossed my mind until literally right now. Well, the previous right now before I gave that lecture, little tangent, and then before I started again, and then I stopped to explain it. And then I'm explaining that I explained it. Anyways, 14 degrees is supposed to be like a music-based like degree in Gemini. And that's crazy to me because I've already said that I used to sing and things as a kid. And then like, as I slowly was pulled away from like doing those things, I started to get into other musical-based things. And so, and then as I stopped doing, getting pulled away again, I got into like sports and things, and I was kind of doing not me. But as I was slowly like doing these things, I used to still enjoy singing and dancing and just, you know, being free, doing music. And then slowly I would always get like these negative thoughts that would seep within me because they're actually people's words. And I had to actually reflect on that, like, damn, these aren't me. These are just things that I've heard over time that I've like, again, didn't really care about. I didn't see it because, you know, I felt it. So I would like disassociate, but like seeing the differences between like what I'm feeling, now I can, you know, shine my light. Oh, that's what the fuck that is. Skirt. So I just like understanding myself a lot better. It's like, damn, again, fourth house or trying to kind of be me. You know, I like science and shit and helping. That's what Aquarius is all about. You know, love. And just not having the vision to be able to see, that kind of was a problem. So then I learned that I can turn on my own light by talking positive to myself. That actually kind of came from sports. You know, I played sports, and when going got tough, you know, I would always have a way of talking to myself. And at that time, it was good and it worked. But once sports was done and I was talking to myself the same way, that shit was so negative. And so I realized then that I had to exchange. But as I got a little older, I realized, you know, that the childhood traumas, those things were kind of masked because of those negative self-help talks. Ooh, it was negative in the sense that it was indirectly directed towards me inwardly. In other words, what's his name? I don't know. He wrote the book Self-Mastery, Master of Self. Don Julio, I want to say. You got like four elements and all of those. And this is what they call, I think, domestication. So I was domesticated with like certain phrases in my environment. And then I would use those phrases as a child to like motivate me because that's what they were used as. That's what domesticated me with. These negative things, you know, those if-then statements. If this, then that. Okay. Computer-based, robotic, algorithm shit. But anyways, once I recognized that when I was out of high school and in college, I realized that those things were coming up in me because they were starting to transfer into like other habits. And so I really had to like attach to something. And so naturally, I just attached to the physical world and just was living. But I'm understanding that because I was living and feeling a lot of the world, I kind of was feeling different things, getting glimpses of like what I could see, what I could not see. And it slowly started helping me understand that these things have always been within me. I just needed to find a way to get them out. And, you know, to get your passions out normally comes from the sense of Mars. And Mars was in a place of communication. Well, communication is Crowded, that's a good word. It's crowded. That's my house. So like those vibes are always kind of being distorted because it's crowded in that place. And because I'm trying to learn how to express myself, you know, because my passions only come out inward, that's why I play music in the background, because that music thing really helps me just flow. And that's why I freestyle. I don't like to write things because I just like to let it go because I've been so restricted in that medium. And so because I've been restricted, and then at the same time, the only time I didn't feel restricted was when I was like singing and things. But that was before I started hearing that I'm not great and I'm not the best, or I shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that. Like, you know, you just put yourself out there and you do things and then you realize, for instance, I just thought about this right now. This was about the same time where there's lots of negative things happening in my household, but I was still happy, you know, just doing my thing. I think I was in sixth grade, And at my school in California, at the time, there is this dude, this group of dancers who go around all California. Everyone knows this dude, Tommy the Clown, and his hip hop dancers. And so they gave a performance at our school in the 90s. So it was real tight. Everybody was crumping, is what they call it then. And so they called people up. I'm sitting here playing in the band, and then they're like, come up and dance. So me being a person who liked to dance, I took my ass up there on stage in front of everybody. There was a lot of motherfucking people in there because that was a big ass junior high school. It used to be actually a high school, and then they built a goddamn overpass to the other fucking block. You had to walk that motherfucker like half a damn mile just to get to the other side. And niggas only gave you like 8 minutes. Boys, your legs were strong as shit. But I got my ass up there on stage, not understanding what crumping was. And so I didn't understand I was having a crumping battle. I just went up there and I started doing other kind of dances, and the whole school roared with laughter, and I didn't even understand. And that was so funny to me because I just was still doing my thing. I just liked the dance. And, you know, to me, I just lost. That's it. Oh, he was better than me. Because, you know, I couldn't do what they were doing. I never did that shit. But I was doing other things, and it just wasn't the vibe. And so it was super funny. But that funny moment started to slowly deteriorate because of future events. Hanging out with family, like, doing certain things, and it's just always been not cool. And I didn't understand. I didn't know I was trying to be cool. I just thought it was something to do, you know, having fun. But that wasn't everybody's point of view. And I think that's when I started to understand the difference of who I was because of Aquarius. Now I just have a different mindset. And because that's kind of fixed, and it's actually not fixed because it's on the cusp, I had to understand like who I was through communication, but nobody really wanted to talk. And so I had to talk to myself, and that means you make up shit. And like, until that shit comes up, you kind of don't know. Well, I didn't know. And now, since I can kind of shine light and give me some space and see my surroundings a lot better, it's like I got contact lens on now. Yeah, I can see. All right, what the fuck's going on here? So, because like I started to develop these external points of views as I was getting older, it started to wipe away some of those joyous moments, even if they felt to be failures. To me, they was already excellent because, you know, I was doing what I was doing. I was doing it on stage. You know, I had a friend who I kind of grew up to from middle school, from elementary into that junior high. And that was a whole different thing because me and him was singers. So we would just do all our singing, and he was always better, according to everybody. And so that was funny because I didn't care again. I didn't understand the competition aspect to this shit. What? I'm just kind of trying to do shit, you know, enjoy the activity. Why the fuck we gotta like try to be better? And that's funny because after I had to transfer from that school to a place like 3 hours away. And so I'm in a whole new environment, whole new everything. And so the one thing I want, oh, and it was in the middle of the semester. So the one thing I wanted to do was just, you know, hold on to what the fuck I could. And that was music. At that time, I had got out of the singing thing because, you know, that was kind of beat out of me in fucking elementary. And then in middle school, the dancing things kind of stopped. I wasn't fucking doing that shit anymore. After I started hearing bad things about me just being me, then I started playing music too, in the marching band. And so because I was doing those things, music was the one thing that really allowed me to like escape the traumas of my home. And so, because I was always trying to be away, avoidant, I had to like understand how to attach to myself. And because I was the only one encouraging me, in my mind when I was a kid, you know, it was just me talking to me or my imaginary friends, you know, as we grow up and then, you know, we just think it's ourselves. But as we get older, we understand differently. This is a spiritual radio show, so we understand we are souls. And because of that, then we understand that there's a spirit world. And as I was a kid growing up, I thought it was just imaginary friends and shit. But like, you know, I understand now that these were my ancestors. These are my people who love me, who look out for us on the daily. And so when I transferred, I could not join music. It was the middle of the semester. It was like, no. Again, just like a kid, can I play with your toy? No. So since I couldn't do music, I had to figure out something, mainly because I wanted to, but my pops, he was like encouraging with that versus when I was with my mom, she really wasn't. I had to be more responsible with her. My dad, he had responsibilities given to us, so it was kind of a little different. He gave me my first opportunity with track. And I kind of went from there. I fell in love with track. I was able to understand how I can compete with myself and others. Because in track, it's not about just winning. Track, you have what is called a personal best or a personal record. And so your PR in this case, it actually translates to a lot of shit. Personal best is just your personal best. So it's your personal best in the math test, your personal best with cooking a meal, your personal, anything you're learning, you have a threshold is what we call it. And your threshold can be matched up against you or others. And because I was finally introduced to this concept, okay, that I can compete with myself, meaning I can coach me. But then if I wanted to step out onto the scene, you know, I can go try to beat someone else. And that's kind of why I really enjoy track more than the rest of my other sports I participated in. Because it was a team, but it was individual best. And so the individuals had to be their best. And so they were already great. So, focus on being their greatest, their personal best, was the idea. Everyone was already excellent because no matter what we did, we helped out the team. And that kind of where this chapter verb comes from. We just acted as me's. All these me's polarized into what we call a we. And so we can consider ourselves an individual, or I, or a team. And we don't have to do that because we wore the same uniforms. It kept us all intact. And so this is what the soul part of Soul Spark Radio is. No matter what, the soul is the same within us all. And so we're all the same. We got the same uniform on. We all got a meat suit. Whether that's a fish, bird, dog, cat, person, gorilla, horse, insect, arachnid, and even a population or ecosystem. These things, habitats, these things, it houses things as a body, which brings us back to our houses. In astrology, these houses, these habitats, they house energies. And so when I was able to take the energy of needing to be talked to for learning and help, I'm a listener. And so, because I'm a listener, I'm a thinker. And because I had a chance to listen to myself and to another person, because in sports, they kind of want to coach you. In music, you kind of learn how to do it on your own, and then you learn how to be together. And so, when I was doing music at my previous junior high, I would, again, try to stay away from my home. And then as I would stay home, I would stay in the band room. I would do everything I could for Miss Payne. To do everything. I was a pain in her ass because I didn't want to leave. I would always, I did everything. Cleaned up everything, polished all the instruments, found old shit that she didn't even know she had. Walk home, playing that shit, doing everything I could. And so I was very attached to music. And because I was so attached, and because I was able to learn, because I was able to talk, because I was able to communicate with my mind and my body, like I was able to like be free no matter what the fuck was going on around me. I was in my 12th house. Or excuse me. Yeah, I was in my 12th house, but I was in my north. And that's what I wanted to get to. My fourth house is important to me because that's where my north node is. And so even if I was in dark situations and all those shadows I couldn't see, couldn't think, but it's deep, it's feeling. And then I still got this love aspect here, so I'm giving. And then in my first house, I'm transforming. So on the outside, I look like I'm unstable. I'm not doing the things that I'm doing, but I'm actually doing a lot more. And it's funny because that's why talking helps me so much more now, because I like to freestyle. So when I play these things back, it's like a healing session for me because I'm getting it out, but then I'm getting it in, and then I get to get it out again. And so I get to put myself in a loop of positivity, this what we call a feedback loop in the body. Brain to body, body to brain. This is how you move. Neuromuscular system. And so as we move our body, we're training our brain. But as we train our brain, we can train our body. And that's what breathing is for. And so when I went from singing to not singing, went from playing instruments, wind instruments, and marching to running track to doing all sports, and then I got to college, and I wasn't doing sports, wasn't doing music. I was doing music a little bit. I would party with my friends and rap. We would always rap, all the time. And so, when my love at that time, I would always sing to her. And so, I was still kind of doing it, but it was so clouded now, like, with pain. It was so cloudy with like just fog, negative talk from others, perceiving as my own thoughts. And once I got through with that, I was able to really take a deep breath, dropping everything that limit that. In fact, and now I'm doing all three. I'm on this radio show, I'm talking to myself that feels so soothing and healing. And then I'm also singing. I don't care what I sound like. And I'm also rapping. Once again, I don't care what I sound like. What I care about is helping people. Helping myself so I can help more people. And I feel like that's not deep enough because I wanted to say something different. But again, something in me, I felt it restricted and it made me change at the last minute. And so I can recognize those things in me, which is why I got to keep my key. I got to keep that tone in my heart so I can keep healing. It's a heart with a key. That's a note. It vibes at a pitch. And that's important because no matter what space you're in, the frequency will always hit. And that's so important to understand, and that's what music teaches. Which brings me to another segment. Music is a lot of math and numbers too. Boom. So that Aquarius North House or North Node shit, it really comes down. Damn, I'm kind of just giving up all of me and shit. Damn. Anyways, I feel like it can help anybody now. So fuck it. I'm also a Life Path 9 just to throw that shit out there. And then a lot of other shit, like spiritual number 7, got like a destiny number 8, personality number I think was 8 as well. And then like something else was a 6. So all of that shit right there really just screams, I like to help people. I do. And I just like to help people in a different manner now, more frequently, at a higher frequency, with a different vibe. Everything I do, I want it to come from the inside. And so I kind of do take a selfish aspect when I do this. I'm learning that it's okay to be selfish because I've not had boundaries on my life. And so I'll be kind of blunt with that shit. And that shit be kind of hurting. Cause I got a coworker who's a Scorpio, so she'll let me have that shit. And she's older. She's in her older years, and so she don't give a damn. So she'll let me have it. And because I get to learn from her a lot about me, because she's a woman figure who I kind of trust a little bit more than I would want. So I don't know what the fuck that really means, but there it is. I just know that like she does bring me truths, and so I learn about myself through her a lot because she helps me temper my words. And again, I already be tempering my words, but because my job, my status, my work, how I'm viewed by others is in Leo, that should be hard because it's Jupiter there too. It's expansive. And so it's also my south node. And that makes that shit hard because I like to work. I like doing shit, but I gotta put more numbers and value upon that because I do everything that I can to help the situation. I do everything I can. And so I'm always helping teachers. I'm always doing what I can just to support our whole network. This is why it's important to understand who I am with different people. But I gotta understand who I am as myself, no matter what kind of noun is around me. Which brings us back to why Yo Soy is on the bottom right of this screen. It's there because it's a network of I am beings. I am being a something. You can be a noun, but I also am being a something. Actions, now we're verbs now. And so these verbs and these nouns doing stuff because they're being stuff. They're being a soul, but they're networking together so they can bring I am. They can bring more of who they are on the outside, but they know that they're changing. So it has to go deeper than who they are. In the first house is what we call this, ever changing. But who are you when you're making these moves? That's why it's good to go back and take a peek at who you used to be. And still understand that it's a session of healing, if you got the right key in your heart. We gotta understand that these things, it helps us create what we call a walk. But we can walk tall or we can walk small. And one thing that brings a lot of fear to me is being too much of who I used to be. So I try to pump the brakes a lot of the times and just remove myself completely. But as I've already stated before, that we become a hybrid of these experiences. All of these different things that we value and go through, it comes at a point where they merge with who you claim you are to be. And if those situations around you are not helpful to thee, then you might become something you might not recognize or even think to be. But they might still be a part of you. might be something within that you don't know what's causing you to make moves in a certain way, to be a certain thing in a certain place, or to have qualities about you that you don't know, conditional values. All these things in the single space is just the soul occupying time and place. Places, locations, prepositional phrases, movements, and all kinds of locations. Time frames is what we're really talking about. It is subjective and objective, huh? Both on this beat, that is the inner you with the inner you looking like an inner out you, being your own self, your own health. But that's where the problems come in, because different places give you different views, different points of views. How space is, unless you got the frequency too. Mumbling, stumbling. Alright. You gotta have these frequencies in these places, even if you're going backwards in your mind. Even if you're going back and meditating, doing deep breathings, or you're trying to bring a new divine, you gotta always remember that our frequency matters more. And that's what I've been understanding through this week. And so as I progress through my ups and downs, I've had more ups during this whole week. And so this ratio tells me that it's beautiful. If I can take 4 steps and take 2 back, I'm moving. And then if I can reduce that down and add a little bit more, 3 to 1 now, man, I'm flying. And so consistency will compound over time, but the mind has to keep the same frequency. But that's kind of hard to do when you think about it, because it has to vibe with everything. Everything comes through a little bit more clearly if you think about it in a tune. That's what we call pitch. It's nice for you. Even dogs have their own moves. Listen. And so, because these things here are so subjective to us, it's a clear indication of what we call reality, but the matrix that is among us. Again, the book Self-Mastery, Mastery of Self, I'm not sure which, it tells us that we're all creating a dream, an illusion, Maya up in this bitch. And so I do believe that's true, because my point of view doesn't match yours, but our points of view are valid because they're here. So ratios, equalities, convergence, inequalities, everything. These things in math will help us show how we are relating, even if we're different. But science does it, music does it, art does it, spirit does it, nature does it. Since everything does this, we gotta believe we can do it too. And so, what I wanted to say earlier is that I'll live to see self-respect, which means I'm happy to just do these things. So, hopefully it'll encourage you to do something too. Thank you for listening.